And then over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, I do ask for your help. I need the Lord to stand by us tonight. And you just help us. Maybe we can have some more singing here in a little bit. I don't know. I might get Brother Gerard to sing for us before he gets gone. Amen. We do appreciate them being in the house of the Lord with us tonight. Matthew chapter 6. Verse number 34. Matthew chapter 6, verse number 34. Jesus said, "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Amen. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." 2 Corinthians chapter 12, familiar portion of Scripture, verse number 7. Apostle Paul said, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Amen. Would you stretch your hands to the Lord and ask God to help us tonight? Father,
Lord, for just a little while, I do ask for your strength. I ask you, God, to visit with us here tonight. I do pray, God, for the Holy Ghost to help this morning. As I prayed, I felt, Lord, a battle, but I felt the strength. And yesterday, as I prayed, God, and I felt like that you dealt with my heart. And I pray tonight, Lord, you knew who would be here in this house. You knew, God, exactly what they'd be facing, what they'd be dealing with. And I pray tonight that you just come by, God, as only that you can. But I ask you, Father, tonight to visit us upon these altars. Would you walk up and down, Lord, through the corridors of our mind? Would you visit with us right here for just a little while? If you will, God, we'll be careful. Give you the glory and all the praises.
In your precious name. Let the church say, amen. I want to preach tonight from these scriptures here, and a very simple title, but I hope that the Lord will help me. Apostle Paul there, Jesus spoke to him and he said, "My grace is sufficient." Amen. "My grace is sufficient for thee." And I don't know, maybe you can think up something better to go with that, but I want to preach tonight simply on sufficient grace. Amen. In our scripture text there in the book of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is dealing with the cares of this life. Amen. Brother Tommy mentioned them a while ago. And we know what the cares of this life are, don't we? We feel the effects of it. We understand the warnings about it. But in those verses in Matthew chapter 6, from verse 25 down through verse 34, Jesus is talking about what we should eat and what we shall drink and what we shall wear. And I guess really that kind of pretty well sums things up, doesn't it? And he's dealing with those things. But his intent was to get us to look to him. Can you say amen? He knew, I mean, in fact, the Bible there in verse 32, he said, "After all these things do the Gentiles seek." I don't feel like that he was rebuking them. I don't feel like that he was condemning them. But he was trying to get us to look to him in a consideration. In fact, that is what he said. He said to consider the lilies. Consider the field. Amen. Consider all these things. And what he was wanting us to do, that as we looked at those things and yet considered him, that it would produce a faith in him instead of being overwhelmed by the fears of life's burdens. Are you going to help me tonight? He wants me and you. I mean, we look at it today, and that scripture there, the last part of verse 34, I mean, it is fitting for this day. The Bible said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Amen. Sufficient. Now I want you to bear in mind, and I'm going to preach tonight if God would help me on sufficient grace. But here Jesus said that sufficient, amen, or enough, if you will, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Every day has enough trouble of its own. Can you say amen? Amen. For every generation, for every group, the need for me and you to trust God in this day is as great as what it was back in the day, say, of the Great Depression, when men and women had to seek and put their faith in God. We sometimes wonder about, amen, all the troubles and all the, where's the power, amen. But if me and you could only get this through in our hearts, amen, that there will be a sufficient amount of grace in this day, just the same as it was in that day. Can you say amen? You see, we know the Bible. The Bible is true. We know that it's right. We have been told by the Bible. We have experienced it. We know that it's right. Amen. They spoke about Job, Brother Greg did. Amen. And Job said this, I believe in the 14th chapter. He said, the man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Can you say amen? Amen. Just one thing right after another. Just things that seem like comes our way. We hear that old saying. We know that it's true. Amen. That said, when it rains, it pours. Amen. Everywhere you look, if you think you're the only one going through the storm, think again. Because that's not so. You can think your problems are pretty bad, and I'm not diminishing them, but you can think that you've got it bad. And just about 9 times out of 10, you can round the corner and run into somebody. And when they tell you their story, it kind of causes you, amen, to be a little ashamed of the complaining that you've been doing. Can you say amen? Amen. We look at these things, one thing after another. Amen. The old song that we love to sing. And it says this, trials hard on every hand. Amen. How many knows what I'm preaching about? Trials hard on every hand. I mean, you would think that things would get better. You would think, you know, they used to sing that song, and if the Lord will help me, I'll preach here in a little bit. But that song said, the better I live, the better I feel. And you got to realize the song's not wrong, because the song said, the better I live, the better I feel. Down in my soul, amen. But I found out that you can live and do your best. And when you're doing your best, amen, the devil still comes your way. And he'll begin to work on you. And there'll be trials and there'll be troubles. Amen. And maybe you didn't ask for them. But Job didn't ask for what he went into either. And it was not a reflection of how bad Job was, but rather it was a reflection of how much trust that God had in Job, that Job would stand in the day of trial. Amen. Trials hard on every hand. That song said we'll understand it better by and by. And I appreciate that, that we will understand it better by and by. But there's been some times, amen, that I would kind of like to have some answers right now. What do you say? I'd kind of like to know, amen, where all this is at right now. But then I look at all the things and I see people. We meet them from day by day. And problems in their lives and hardships and heartaches. But then I read that scripture where that Jesus looked at Paul and he said unto him, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. I believe there's enough grace that'll help me and you to see this thing all the way through. Now I want to preach tonight, if the Lord had helped me. Amen. You may look at it tonight, and you may say, preacher, I don't need grace right now. I need the power. power of God. Well, let me preach if you will. Amen. Yesterday morning, God began to deal with me about this. You know, a lot of times grace is displayed as being effeminate. Grace is displayed as being soft. Amen. And on the effeminate side. But when you back off and look at grace, grace is not weak. Amen. Grace is not powerless. Amen. We read in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 20 where the Bible said where sin abounded, amen, sin came and sin began to grow and sin began to go in leaps and bounds. And it looked like that everything was going to be overpowered. But the Bible said that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And where sin abounded, the Bible says that grace did much more abound. Amen. This text, it suggests a battlefield. Amen. Sin everywhere. And ain't that the condition of our world today? It vexes me. It vexes you. It worries us. It causes us like Lot. Amen. It vexes our righteous soul. We see these things on every hand. And there's times that the devil will come to me and you. And times that me and you will even back off and analyze the situation. And we really don't know if we're going to be able to stand or not. We just kind of, you know, we're not wanting to back out, and we're not wanting to throw in the towel, amen, but there's times when you back off and you add up all the score, amen, there can be a question mark arise in your mind. How much more of this can I go through? How much more of this can I take? Amen, I want to preach to me and you tonight that there will be a sufficient amount of grace that will see you through. Amen. As long as you'll keep your faith and your trust in God. Amen. I look at Apostle Paul. Amen. Paul, a great man of God. But I want you to listen to his story here. I know it's been preached on before. Amen. But Paul said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Amen. A lot of debates as to what it was. I'm not going to try to decipher all that out. But when I read what his next sentence was, he said, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. Amen. A devil. Amen. A demon. Whatever you want to say. Dispatched to personally. Day in and day out. Amen. Every day. Probably on Monday morning. As well as on Sunday night, if you will. But a demonic force that stayed right by Paul's side. And every day, 24/7. If you will, that devil buffeted him. Never gave him any intermission. Always stayed right there. I'm telling you, it would have bound to got weary. And it got to the place that Apostle Paul began to seek the face of God. Did he want rid of this? Same as me and you. Want out some of the things that we're in. Amen. Did he want out of it bad enough to seek God? He prayed. Now, how many would say that Apostle Paul knew how to pray? I could almost about imagine that man of God probably in weeping and in tears and seeking God's face and begging God to move it. If you allow me a little room to preach, he may have confided in his dearest friends. He may have got alone. He may have got in the prayer line. He may have given a special unspoken request. He may have done whatever it took, but he begins to pray. And he's begging God to help him. And he prays one time. And he gets no answer. And he prays the second time. And he gets no answer. And he goes to God the third time. Some people's prayers ain't even worthy enough to go to God three times in a row. But this good man needed relief. Every day, the battle, the buffeting, the struggling, the powers. This good man was about to stagger under the load. Amen. It wasn't no easy task for him. This man sought God. Now you allow me some preaching room here. Amen. There's been some things that I've prayed about. But there's been some things I've sought God about. Anybody know what I'm preaching about tonight? There have been some things that I would have just, you know, I would have liked if God would have saw fit to move. And that would have been fine with me. But there have been some things in my life that, I mean, it was a do or die situation. I desperately needed God to move. And I feel like that's where Apostle Paul was at. Amen. He knew that he felt like he couldn't go one more day. He felt like he was at the end of his rope. He felt like he, amen, had been as far as he could go. You're looking at me tonight. Maybe you've never been there. Maybe you don't have a clue where this man was at, but I feel like some of us do. And somewhere in the midst of that third prayer, as he sought God, and he wanted that thorn to depart, all of a sudden Jesus, anybody know him? Jesus begins to talk to him. I'm not belittling, God forbid, the Holy Ghost moving on you. I'm not forbid, amen, you speaking in other tongues. I'm not saying anything negative about you getting the shakes and the trembles. But hear me tonight. There will come a time in your life when you need something a little bit deeper than just to go to God. And I'm not belittling nothing. Don't you get a wrong idea. But you need more than just to feel a little twinge and a little goosebump. Amen. You can feel that and go on your way and feel discouraged. But when the Prince of Peace, he begins to talk to your soul, you know your soul knows you've been talked to. Can you raise your hand? Ask the Lord to help me tonight. And Jesus begins to talk to Paul. And he tells him these words that we love. He don't say a whole lot about Paul. And he don't really even address the thorn. And he don't say anything about removing it. And he don't say anything about rebuking Satan's messenger. But Jesus speaks to Paul. And he says, Paul, my grace. I feel the Lord here. My grace is sufficient for thee. My grace. Yesterday morning when I came here to pray, I don't mind to tell you, I prayed all week in this church. And it seemed like a struggle. I felt like I just couldn't get anywhere. I was pretty well put out with myself. I said, God, I don't understand. Amen. And I still don't know altogether why. But yesterday morning when I came in here to begin to pray, the Lord to begin to deal with my heart on these two portions of scripture that I'm trying to preach from. And I said, God, would you help me to understand this about grace? I don't think I really understand about God's grace. I said, Lord, I understand somewhat about the saving grace because I've been saved by God's grace. I understand the unmerited or the undeserved favor. Amen. I didn't deserve it, and neither did you. Come on here now. And so I understand a little bit about God's saving grace. Amen. Somebody termed it and said that grace was God's riches at Christ's expense. And I can understand, amen, where they're coming from. But I said, God, it wasn't saving grace that this man needed right here. Amen. And I can understand a grace that teaches you that denying ungodliness and worldly lust that you should live godly and soberly and righteously. I may have got that wrong. In this present world, I can understand the sanctifying grace. But God, I said, Lord, would you help me to hear what you're trying to say? What kind of grace do I need in this last day? What kind of grace do I need? What kind of grace can I appreciate in this last hour? Hebrews chapter 4. Amen. Would you ask the Lord to help me here? I probably won't preach very long tonight. But I heard the Lord say this. Verse 14, Hebrews 4. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore, for this cause, let us therefore come boldly, whereto? Unto the throne of grace. Amen. Amen. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. And you may disagree, but let me preach. I said, God, what is this grace? And this is all I could come up with. And you may disagree, but help me preach. I felt like that this grace here, amen, had to deal with faith and hope and love. And it was all wrapped up together. And it was all presented together. And it all come together. But when I began to pray, I said, Lord, it's my faith and my hope in my love towards you. And I felt like God said, and it's my faith, and it's my hope, and it's my love towards you. Are you hearing me tonight? As much as I want to make it, God wants me to make it. As much as I'm striving, and I'm begging, and I'm trying, and can't only get one foot in front of the other, I feel like God said, I've got sufficient grace. I'll help you. I'll see you. I'll stand by you every day. I can't take it, preacher. There's grace. Raise your hands, would you? There's grace. Well, it's grace that brought me safe thus far. And grace will lead me on. I don't understand all about it. Amen. But I felt like there's sufficient. Amen. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There'll be enough evil. You can guarantee it. It'll be all the way around you. But just as much as there'll be evil, my grace, the same Jesus, he said the same things in Matthew chapter 6. He talked about a sufficient evil. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he spoke about a sufficient grace. And I look around, and I see enough evil to do it for a lifetime. But I look beyond, and I see enough grace to do me for the last 30-some years. Oh, great God in heaven, I see enough grace that has stood by my side and helped me day in and day out. There'll be enough grace. I wish I could preach to you. Will I cry, preacher? You probably will. Jesus did. Apostle Paul did. Will I have fear? Fear what's coming? Job said, that which I greatly feared has come upon me. He didn't want it to come. He feared it could happen to his family. Will I battle loneliness? Elijah did. Probably every great man of God somewhere in their life battles loneliness. Jesus did. Can you say amen? Will I battle discouragement? Will I battle despair? Will I have to battle depression? I want to preach to you just a little bit about this depression. Depression means to be pressed down. It means to be dejected. Depression means to be cast down, to dishearten, to be low in spirit. Amen. Oh, preacher, nobody ever goes there that walks with God. I feel the Holy Ghost. I want you to hear me. We are battling spirits. We live in one of the greatest spiritual days ever was. Not a holy land, but we live in a spiritual world. We live in a world where that spirits have gone out into the world. Many false prophets and many evil spirits. And them spirits ain't here to encourage you. Them spirits are here, amen, to put you down. And there is a spirit of depression in our world today. And you can be Holy Ghost filled and toeing the line. And that spirit of depression, that lowness, that disheartenedness, that despair, that being pressed down can get on your soul and make you walk in some low valleys. You might know what I'm preaching about. Say amen. I read about David, this good man of God, in Psalms 42. And David said, as the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Oh, I want to get to you. They say, you work it up. Man, I'd give anything if I could. They say, you can just speak in tongues at any given moment. Oh, what I'd give at some moments if I could. When I feel like he's a million miles away, and my soul panteth after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. Listen, his question was, when shall I come and appear before God? Hear him say it. My tears have been my meat day and night, while they, I don't know who all they was, but they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul, amen, in me, for I'd go with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with the voice of joy, and the praise, with the multitude that kept holy day. He did all of that, but hear what he said. After doing all that, why art thou cast down, my soul? Why are you depressed? Amen. But even in all this depression, amen, there will still be grace that will help you stand in this hour. Job said, even today is my complaint bitter. Preaching for Brother Nicholson last week, his daughter-in-law, his oldest son's wife, got saved. I think she's 46 or 47, never been saved. She got cancer. She just got saved, found out she had cancer. And she'd had to take one treatment. She testified on a Tuesday night this. She said, I went to the doctor. And she said, when I came out of the doctor, said I was in the car. And said, my hair was just falling out. The meeting down there, she had on a scarf. I never had saw her till just Monday night when I got there to the meeting, so I don't know how long her hair was beginning. She had on a scarf and maybe just a few wisps of hair sticking out from under the edges. But she said, I got in the car and my hair was falling out. She said, I called Dennis as her husband. She said, I told him, said, honey, my hair's all coming out. And she said, he was, you know, like a husband, said he tried to be compassionate. But he said, well, you knew it would. The doctor told you that it would. He said, he told her, said, no, it will grow back. She said, that didn't help matters none. Here's a new Christian, just been saved, just a matter of a few months, a few weeks. She said, I started down the road. And she said, I was upset. And she said, I was disappointed. Come over here now. And she said, I was feeling low. Are you with me here? And she said, after a little while, said, I began to look at this thing. And she said, finally, I said, God, I appreciate you letting me live. Because you see, that doctor told her, Miss Nicholson, when you came in here a few months ago, you had cancer in the third stages. And now we can't find no trace of cancer in you. And she said, God, you gave me my hair. And if you knew it was going to fall out, it said, God, if you want it back, I'm not going to be angry. I'm just going to thank you that I'm saved. And she called her husband back and she said, honey, everything's all right. Me and God had a talk. Come on now. Amen. How many's ever had a talk with God? I'm not talking about getting out of school, but they've been more than one time that I've said like Abraham, oh God, don't be offended, God, if I found mercy in your side. Oh God, don't be upset. Can you hear Abraham pleading for Lot and Sodom? Oh God, let me think one more time, God. God, let me talk to you one more time. And I went to God and said, God, I don't want you to take this wrong, but you know how I feel anyway. And you know my heart's a bleeding, and I need your help. Hey, are you hearing me preach? Apostle Paul talked about it. He talked about a time that he was pressed out of measure, above strength. He said, in so much that we despaired even of life. Just let me die. Jesus went through it. He said, my God, why? You ain't supposed to question God. Oh, come on here now. I said, come here now. Oh, you're blaspheming when you question God. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. I've preached it before. You know what the home folk do. When Jesus was here on the cross and he addressed him as God, that was the only time in his life that he addressed him like that. Before, he said, Father, forgive them. Afterwards, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. But at this particular time, Brother Gerard, he didn't feel like his Father. He felt more like his God. And I want you to hear me tonight, and I feel him breathing on me. There will be some times that you'll feel like your God has forsaken you. When they will continually say, where is thy God? My God in heaven. And they will continually say, where's your God at now? Where's that God that you sang about? Where is that God that you preached about? Where is that God that you lifted up? Where's he at now, Job? Where's he at now, David? Ah, your tears have been your meat night and day. Oh, but hear me. In Paul's struggle, every day he had sufficiency. Every day he had God helping him. And every day in your life, there's some in this building, amen, that every day in your life, that messenger of Satan is right there, pounding, pounding, pounding your mind. Oh, what you would give for a moment when your mind would have some reprieve from the storm. Oh, what you would give. One man called, I talked to him this week. And he said this, he said, through all that I've been through, he said, I'm just now getting where I can pray good. I said, I know where you're coming from. Are you hearing me preach? I'm just now getting, you can go through this and that and the other. Amen. And how many's ever wheeled your mind? Oh God, if I could just get my mind to be still, if I could just get my mind to be quiet, how many besides me's ever went to prayer? Amen. And you meant to pray, but your mind raced here and your mind raced there. And then after a while, the devil jumps on your back. Sorry. Good for nothing. You ain't doing no good and you know you ain't. But oh, there comes a time. Amen. I walked in here morning after morning. I couldn't will it to happen. I said, I want to pray. I want to talk to you. It was dry. It was barren. It was nothing. It was nothing but grace. Can you see the devil saying, I don't understand this man named Paul. I had a dispatch. I was divinely ordered to persecute him. I was put there every day to prick him. But what is it keeps him going? Can you see the devil? That says his guilt reports back to him. I think he'll break in the morning. I think he can't take it no more. And at the end of the day, one more time like Job, he raises his hands and he said, blessed be the name of the Lord. You should have done been gold. What kept you going? It was God's grace. Are you hearing me? I've got to close. Can you see God's faith in Job? Can you see God's hope in Job? And can you see God's love in Job? I love the story. When I was down there preaching, Brother Jeff, I found a hardback copy of the Pilgrim's Progress. And I've been reading it a little bit of the evening times. But I like that story, and I can't keep all of it straight. Where Christian gets to that place, and he shows him that fire burning. And as that fire burns, Satan's standing there with his water, and he's dousing it on the fire. And Christian can't understand why. Why don't he put the fire out? And he says, come back here. Come around behind this thing. Phew! Oh, glory to God. If you allow me to use it in modern day terms, maybe have a worldly tint to it, but don't fall out with me. Come behind the scenes. Amen. And back behind the curtain, if you will. Amen. There was one that was continually pouring on the oil. My God in heaven. Amen. When you should have folded up years ago, and you couldn't have took it one more day, and you cried yourself to sleep, and you dreaded to face tomorrow, because you didn't know what another day would bring. One more day of the devil. One more day. You looked the situation over. You hoped it would get better, but you really doubted it would be any different. And day after day after day after day after day after day, and the devil relentlessly pounded you. What kept you going? And hell said, the day will be the day he breaks. The day will be the day he folds. The day will be the day he goes under. And you felt yourself stagger. His grace in your soul, and you found it was just enough. If you know what I'm preaching about, would you raise your hands and worship the Lord? These brethren of the same trade that I am will know what I'm talking about. There is such a thing in the plumbing code when you take your test. It's stamped on a lot of plumbing fittings. I'm not trying to bore you. But it's the letters NSF. That them three letters stands for National Sanitation Foundation. In a plumbing quiz, and they asked one young man, said, what does NSF stand for? He said it stands for not sufficient funds. Anybody ever been to NSF? Not sufficient funds. But hear me preach tonight. You'll never go to God's grace account and find it stepped on for your day. NSF, not sufficient funds. But when you get up in the morning, you may go home tonight. I hope you don't. You may look at your situation and you may say, oh God, help me. But when you go down tonight, when you get up in the morning and you find out there'll be just enough grace, amen, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. You have just enough to carry you through. How many knows what I'm preaching about? Oh, my grace. Won't you raise your hand right now if you know what I'm preaching about and thank God for His grace? Come on. Come on. Preach with me, would you? Just a few minutes while somebody gets ready to give me a song. I may not have 100%. But I'm going to try something here, and I don't do it very often. But I wonder, how many believes there's power in the Word of God? I believe this Bible's right. Would you participate with me just a few minutes while somebody comes and gets a song? Would you help me? Would you listen to me? I want you to preach with me. I want you to do this with me, if you will. I feel like doing it. I feel like it'll help you. I want you to read this with me. Is that all right? Will you do it with me? Will you do it audibly? Will you do it? You need to. Amen. You need to see. You need to know. Help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Come on, say it again. For he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Are you believing what he said? It ain't Brother Rodney saying it. I feel the Holy Ghost. For he said, hey devil, for he said unto me, come on, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Thank God in heaven. If I get in your heart just right, you can know you would stand. You know sufficient grace. I may not have felt the Holy Ghost this week. I may not have felt like charging through hell. I may not have felt like I could run with the mightiest. But I have felt God's grace as it stood by my soul. And God has helped me. Stand with me tonight if you will. For by grace are you saved. Reflect with me a moment while my wife plays softly. Reflect with me the grace that saved you. I seen a 12-year-old boy on an altar, not knowing, not understanding, just knew something was missing in his heart. I see, as the evangelist said, the preacher said, how about it, son? And I see grace that taught my heart. And I see him looking up, as only a 12-year-old boy could do, into the eyes of that preacher and saying, I've got saved. I went through the schoolhouse. I went through the grade schools, through the middle school, through the high school. I reflect back on the snares, the pitfalls, the ridicule, the embarrassment, the loneliness, the fear, the discouragement, the despair. And was grace that brought me safe thus far. I look at it through the adolescent years and the buffeting of the flesh and the questions of the mind and the wondering what life was really all about. I look back on the 20-some years of living a man and being married and wondering, can you afford it? Will there be a job? Will there be work? Will there be a payday? What are you going to do? I look back on the last 10 years. Nothing steady, no insurance, no job, no nothing, no backing, no company. I look at it and I say, God, was grace that brought me safe this far? Through many dangers, toils and snares. Then I stand here tonight and I look forward and I say, grace will lead me home. I may not be able to shout my way there, but Brother Johnny Jones, there'll be enough grace to get me there. I wish I could. I may not feel like running my last mile there, but there'll be enough grace that'll get me there. I may not get there with as much as you got. I may not get there and have a lot of excess left over, but they're going to be just enough. I felt like just then, I felt like I heard that little old widow woman shout. I know what that's all about, because my meal barrel never wasted. Oh, God. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? You believe there's enough grace to get us there? Grace to answer prayers? grace to see us through. I wish I could tell you you would never cry. I wish I could tell you you'll never be discouraged again. But we know better. You'll be disappointed. I wish I could tell you in this last day you'll never be depressed. I wish I could tell you, hey, get your chin up. It'll be all right. But sometimes it's a lowliness. I believe Jesus, would you not fall out with me from what I've preached to you and the terminologies and the word definitions and the things that I've given you? Would you not fall out with me? Let me just make it a little more milder. In His human capacity, Jesus knew lowliness. Could that relate to depression? He was low in spirit. He was dejected. He was rejected. Oh, just square your shoulders and be the man. You be tough and don't let nothing bother you. No. Let us therefore come boldly. Here's my altar invitation. Let us come boldly. I don't want to go, preacher. I don't want nobody to think I'm low. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Do you need grace right now? From home folks to visitor folks, to young to the old,
when all hope is gone,
you need some grace.
Although sometimes
you need God to just come by again.
He waits so long.
Father, I
don't ever doubt Jesus.
I can't help it.
Just remember He cares.
I'm just disappointed.
Pray on till the answer.
I'm just discouraged. I just can't help it.
He'll be there.
I know everything's good. I know everything's
sometimes
I'm blessed,
it's hard.
But I'm just battling the blues.
There's so much pain.
God, you understand.
Oh, but there is a reason.
I've tried to be happy.
It's not all
I've tried to put
vain.
On my face. But when I get
maybe
alone
you'll
by myself,
help someone.
Tears.
With the load
have been
you
my
bear.
Night. And
pray on till He answers. Pray right
and I just
on.
Can't help it, God.
He'll be there.
I need a little grace.
Yes, He'll be
I just
there.
Need a little heaven. And He'll come
when
where you're
all
at.
All hope is gone.
Because you come where He's at.
Although sometimes
and you're at His throne.
He waits
and
so
throne,
long.
You can obtain mercy.
But He knows
and you can
what's
find
best
grace
for you. Just remember He cares.
Time of need.
Pray on until He answers. Pray right on. He'll
it's
be there.
It's the cares of life.
If
it's the things
you
of life.
Have trouble.
But He's not rebuking
everything's
you.
Gone wrong.
But learn to come
don't
to
don't ever doubt Jesus.
To look to Him.
It won't last
and not
very
let
long.
It overwhelm you to the point of
don't ever doubt Jesus. Just remember He cares.
You're complaining.
Pray on till He answers. Pray right on. He will be there.
While they say continue.
Yes, He'll be there. When all
where
hope
is, your
is
God?
Gone.
Where is the joy unspeakable and
although
full of glory and
sometimes
God?
It seems
why ain't you
he
shouting
waits
now?
So long but He knows
why ain't
what's
you
best
getting
for
anybody
you.
Else's?
Just remember He cares.
But your soul is God.
The answers, pray right on.
I don't want to give up.
He'll be there.
I love you, Lord, deep down in my
yes,
soul.
Yes, He'll be there.
And all
when
I need is a little
strength. Although sometimes it seems He waits so long. But He knows what's best for you. Just remember He cares. Pray on till He answers. Pray right on. He'll be there. Said He'll be there.
Yes, He'll be there.
When all hope is gone.
When all hope is gone.
Although sometimes it seems that He waits so long. But He knows what's best for you. Remember He cares.
Remember that He cares.
Pray on till He answers. Pray
He cares.
Right on.
He does care.
There. Sometimes it's hard. See, there's so much pain. Oh, but there is a reason. It's not all in vain. Maybe you'll help someone.
Will you help someone?
With the load that they
you
bear.
Will. The load that you bear.
Pray on till He answers. Pray right on. He'll be there. Yes, He'll be there. When all hope is gone, although sometimes it seems He waits so long, but He knows what's best for you. Just remember He cares. Pray on till He answers. Pray right on. Now if you have troubles, everything's gone wrong, don't give up the battle, it won't last very long. Don't you ever doubt Jesus, just remember He cares. Pray on till He answers, pray right on. And He'll be there. Yes, He'll be there. When all hope is gone. Although sometimes it seems He waits so long. But He knows what's best for you. Just remember He cares. Answers, pray right on, He'll be there. Oh, He's gonna be there. Yes, He will. When
come on, church, come on. There's people here tonight needing the Lord to help.
Although sometimes it seems that He waits so long.
Oh, yeah.
But He knows what's there.
He knows.
Just remember He cares.
So remember that He cares.
Pray on till He answers.
Just pray.
Pray right on. He'll be there. I said you come too late to tell me God don't love me. And you're way too late to tell me God don't care. You see, I'm trusting in a God that keeps His
come
promises.
Come on, help them sing it if you will. Come on.
And I know He is a God that never fails.
Well,
oh, you come
too
late to
tell me
God
don't love me.
And you way too late
to tell
me God
don't
care. You see, I'm trusting in a God. He keeps His promises. And I know He is a God that never fails. You may criticize the Holy Ghost and shout it. You may they tell me that God's heal is just a sham. You see, I've been too many times in the living water. I can testify in the life.
Well, you come too late to tell me God don't love me. Way too late to tell me God don't care.
You see, I'm
trusting in a God who keeps his promises.
And
I know he is a God that never
fails.
Too late to tell me God don't love me. And you're way too late to tell me God don't care. You see, I'm trusting in a God that keeps his promises.
And
I know he is a God that never fails.
Sinner friend, if you've never met my Savior, and you doubt he can save us all from sin, oh, look around and see all he's happy days. God can do for you what he's done for me.
And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. And he said unto me, if he says it to you, you'll know that he said it. What for it are you talking about? Hey, devil, where'd you go? From this point in time, God put strength in my soul.
I don't know right off the top of my head, some of these Bible scholars here probably does, but almost a whole big lot of them anyway, about Apostle Paul's letters that he wrote there in the New Testament, at the end of them he'd write and say, and God's grace be with you. The grace of God be with you. I feel like he was saying, and God's grace be with you, like it's been with me. And the grace of God be with you. And the grace of God be with you. And the grace of God be with you. And Brother Mark, the grace of God is with me. And it's been with me. And so tonight in my farewells, I sign the letter. And the grace of God be with you. The grace of God go back to Holmes Mills. And the grace of God go back to Victory Lighthouse. And the grace of God go back to Wasburg.
There's people in this building needing help. Say, where is thy God? But my God's where he's always been. He's right by my side. He's on his throne. And I can continually go to him. I can run to him. The righteous run unto the Lord. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run unto him and is safe. Amen. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. I gotta get there. And let us obtain mercy. And find grace to help us in a time of need. I need you, God, and God will meet you. God told Moses, he said, Moses, you make this covenant, you make this ark, you fix it just right, and when you get it just right, I'll commune with you. I'll come down, and right there, Moses, is where I'm going to talk to you. And the grace of God, I didn't deserve it, I don't understand it, I just know it's being God's grace.
what this man of God said. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, we're confused, but not in despair. That word despair here in the margin of my Bible said, not altogether without help or means. We are perplexed, but we are not altogether without help or means, because we've got God's grace. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Come on, obey the Lord. That old song said, I got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more battle that I got to go through, and then I'm leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, but I know he'll understand, and I'm going home with Jesus. I may have that song all mixed up, turned upside down and backward, but I know what I've got going on in my soul. And it may just be one more. Hey, devil, I'm coming through this thing. I said, I'm coming through this thing.
Appreciate you, Lord. I'm glad for what I'm feeling here tonight. And I also want to honor Him, but I also want to be careful. There's a mountain that I've been battling out there at where I work at for at least probably anywhere from 4 to 6 years. And yesterday, he walked out the door right there. He quit because his wife, a pharmacist, Brother Jeff, and I heard 200 some thousand a year, and he quit yesterday. So I want to stand here and thank God, but I also want to be careful because I don't want to be ignorant of the devil. If there was one mountain there, he can bring another mountain in there. But I thank God that he moved a mountain for me. That Brother Patrick had been there for many years, and I thank God for that. I praise and honor him for that. I'm glad that I'm serving a God. That Brother Johnny, he is a mountain mover. And I pray for that boy's soul. Try to every day. And he will sincerely give his life to God. He has a form. But I pray, Brother Jeff, that he will give his life to Jesus Christ. I love the Lord and I appreciate him. be saved. To be in the house of the Lord. I think about what Brother Rodney said. As much as I want to go to heaven, God wants me to go to heaven. And brother, when we're down in the valley, bad as we want out there, God's wanting us to get out there. Bad as we want to raise our kids right in the house of God, God wants us to raise our kids in the house of God. Much as I want to praise Him, God wants me to praise Him. I love being saved. I enjoy feeling what I feel in the house of God. I appreciate sufficient grace. He was there for me this morning. He's going to be there for me in the morning. I'm going to battle the devil tonight. I'm probably going to battle him tomorrow night. But as much as I want to get victory over the devil, God wants me to get victory over the devil. I thank God for being saved. Man, I'm glad there's something out there besides me. There's a God out there that wants to take us to a different level. And Brother Joe, He ain't no back and down God. He's a get up God. Amen. Just as much as I want to get up, God wants me to get up. I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord. Man, I appreciate what I feel. Much as I wanted to get in and have a good service, God wanted me to get in and have a good service. He was here today. I love Him. I appreciate the Lord. I'm glad I'm in the house of the Lord. Appreciate what I heard. Lord, what we felt here in this service. I thank the Lord. I need to give the Lord some honor too. I gave a prayer request to my uncle. He's just a lost man. And they gave him today, or last Friday, gave him 6 months to live. Got cancer in his liver and in his colon and somewhere else. And just in bad state. And we just came over to the house Sunday after church and just visited with them a little while and just went to praying and been praying about him all week, praying about him, you know, things. And he went to the doctor yesterday, the doctor down there in Pineville, the doctor down there in Pineville said, he said, man, he said, you do got cancer in your colon and they can fix that. But the part of the cancer in the liver they can't really do nothing with. He said, that doctor down there in Pineville said, it's the same thing to me. If you've got cancer in your liver enzymes are doing awful well. And Brother Rodney, I just couldn't help but think about that message you preach out of God goes to great extremes to keep men from going to hell. Man, I tell you, I just thank God for that. I mean, he may still have it, but I know one thing. If I could ever get to my uncle before this weekend that with, and we're supposed to have a cookout with him and different things, I'm going to tell him about the Lord. Because just as much as God don't want him to go to hell, amen, I don't want him to go to hell. Because that's my uncle. And Brother Tommy, I believe that God will touch him. Because I believe that God can do that. And I appreciate the Lord. I just feel like sharing that. I tell you, God ain't wanting people to go to hell. I'm a living testimony. God don't want me to go to hell. And I'm saved today. Because that is sufficient grace. I'm just a boy. Somebody got testimony. I think that's...